right, conference season is coming, and for all SEOs who are preparing their speeches, welcome to my video. In this video, we are going to address all the thoughts that are sabotaging us from the confidence and confidently speaking at the stage, because what is happening during the preparation for our conference talk, we made that slide, we created, we have the knowledge, but as much as we are practicing the slides, as much we are getting nervous and anxious, as we know that conference talk is coming very soon. So as you can see, even you know your slides, even you are practicing, you see that actually that level of the stress, nervous, being nervous, anxious is not going anywhere. It is just like even like increasing, because the day of the conference is very soon. So in this video, we are going to cover some of the most common things and thoughts that my clients and I had before the conference speech. So whenever, and you can put your own on your paper, but what is the most common is actually here. Okay, I'm preparing myself for the conference, and I'm also afraid what other people will say, will think about my conference talk. So they will think that I'm not the right expert, they will think that I'm boring, they will think that I didn't deserve to be at this conference, especially at some conference that all people know that speakers are not paid, so we kind of feel that we are not worthy because like they are not paying us, in comparison with other conferences that we know that speakers have been paid, and then like that kind of putting some kind of value on that speaker. They will not understand my English, they will laugh at me, I will block, I will forget what to say, I will forget about some slides, I will not have enough time, I will be nervous, I will be anxious. So all these thoughts, and please add yours, are actually something that it's legit, that it's true, that is, even we are witness that sometimes when we are watching other conference speaker that we are thinking, oh, they are so boring, so many slides, they are not good storytellers, and that's all legit. So also it's okay for other people to say that about us. But what we can do to actually speak confidently and feel good about ourselves on that stage is this. First, we need to own what we can control and what we can control. So we can control what others will say about us. Like that's in their power. In our power is actually to practice, but not practice slides, not practice knowledge. Practice our thoughts, what we are thinking during this presentation. What kind of thoughts that I just mentioned we are thinking? Because if we catch these thoughts and we are putting that on the paper, even before the stage, even before the conference, we will be ready, we will be aware of these thoughts, we will know how to address them, we will kind of like, they will lose the control over us because we will own these thoughts. It's okay that I'm feeling very good about myself, even someone from the audience think that I'm not worthy, that I'm not good enough, that I'm not the expert. It's okay. I also want to share my goal, my knowledge, my expertise, what I know, what I have learned from my experience for other people, because definitely a huge part of the audience enjoy watching you and learning from you. So I want to focus this conference talk firstly on myself, how I'm feeling, and also on these people who would like to hear more from you. So that's my goal. And I can't control what other people will say, will think about me, and also they will think some bad things, and like that's totally legit. I'm giving them permission to talk badly about myself, but that doesn't mean anything about me. So before your talk, what you need to do is actually put on the list your thoughts. what you are thinking that others will say. What do you think that will happen on the stage? What do you think will happen after the stage? What other will say? What you will say about yourself? And put all these thoughts on one slide. And on one side, not slide. Okay, so now do this exercise. On the one hand, put a number from 1 to 10, your desire, your goal, your goodwill to actually be on that stage and share your knowledge about specific topic. What is your desire from 1 to 10? When I had my conference talk, my desire for sharing my knowledge, and it's the same for this, even like this video, because all these things are actually public talks, my desire to share what I know is 9. So that is on the one side. On another side, put all these thoughts, what other people will say about you, what you are afraid of, what you are thinking that will be kind of like in negative connotation. And just like watch this, listen this. So if I'm telling for you, oh, this is so boring, you are not the right SEO expert, I can't understand you, you're talking too much, the slides are a disaster, I don't know like why you are here. Just check what kind of this sentences are actually having the impact. How much is this important to you? What even like other people is just like telling these things about you? Is this desire that you want to share your knowledge with other people higher than these fears, these negative thoughts and words that other people can say about you? What is the higher? Usually, and it was like with me, and it is also with my clients, it's higher, the goal, the desire, than this fear. If I can put the fears and like these thoughts and numbers, like the impact, if someone is telling me like, hey, you are boring and like this video is boring, is like, okay, 4 to 5, like, okay, this video is boring for you, like, that's fine, I can be totally okay and I can speak confidently, even this video for you is boring, like, that's totally fine. It doesn't mean anything about you or about me, like, there is no any meaning about that, like, it's boring and like, that's it, you don't need that, you don't see the value, totally legit. Other people will say, like, this is the best video they watch, it's very useful, or Adriana is helping me or something like that. So your goal is to actually focus your talk to these people that you can help, that you can share the knowledge with, or put all the slides, prepare yourself and just be focused on these people that will tell something bad about you. Your choice is your choice, what you're choosing. Usually I'm choosing to feel good about myself on the stage and feel good and help other people what I know and with sharing my knowledge with them. So those are my focuses. Once you switch this focus from these people what will tell about you from to these people who really want to hear you and want to learn from you, you are blocking all these sabotaging thoughts and you start speaking confidently because there is no fears. I'm totally okay with all these fears. If someone is telling me that I'm not worthy, that I'm not valuable, that I'm boring, like, yeah, like that's the fear and I'm totally okay with that. And then you will feel how you are actually more enjoying your talk. You are more confident because like you don't have these fears. But the most important thing here is actually to be aware about these thoughts, put on the paper. When you are putting them on the paper, they are losing their power. They are not controlling you, you are controlling them. And then actually analyze all these things, why you are thinking. That is something that we are doing on my coaching program, like why you are thinking all these thoughts. And we can make that switch. So that is for today. If you really want to talk confidently, if you want to actually find out these sabotaging thoughts that are blocking you for the conference talk to speak like confidently, let me know. We can do a coaching thing about that. So, but even like you are not coming to the coaching, you can do this like by yourself, putting these thoughts and analyzing like why you're thinking in this way. So fingers crossed for your next conference talk. Let me know how it goes. Let me know if this video helps you. If not, if you have any additional thoughts that are sabotaging you, that you are feeling nervous about it, let me know. And also, if you want to practice your talk, how to speak confidently, let me know. We can hook up on a free consultation call to see how my coaching program can help you. See you in the next video.